surly bonds of gravity and punch the face of God. I wish I
was a little bit Left taller. Jab Productions present Edge of Sports Radio, where sports and politics collide. And now your host, Dave Zirin.
The Schmata Kid.
Edge of Sports Radio, where sports and politics collide. I'm Dave Zirin. Joined this week by a new producer in the house, Dangerous Dan Baker. But Coach, it's great to have you here, Coach.
Yes, sir. Always
a pleasure. And let's remind everybody what you said before we came on air, that you come to the show so you could hear the black perspective, which is very honored, actually,
right,
that you said that you get that from me. So thank you, Coach.
You got me on that one.
I did get you on that one. But, yeah, we got a hell of a show this week. We are going to be talking to Sekou Smith from NBA.com, one of the great minds about basketball,
yes, sir,
former lead columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're going to talk to him about the NBA season thus far, because even though the season is only one-tenth old, I
yes.
feel like there's already been a ton of drama thus far. And I'm going to ask him who he thinks the most improved player is in the league so far, what we see thus far, and I'm really hoping he comes in with my man, dead serious, no joking around. I'm now following him every game, Kemba Walker, who is leading a surprising Charlotte Bobcats club to actually a winning record, believe it or not. Or maybe it'll be Jan Vesely of the Wizards.
It might be.
Yes.
It might be that.
If he improved from being in a coma last year. If he was defibrillated, then it's an improvement. Although rumors of Vesely having a pulse are exaggerated. We're also talking to Richard Kent, author of a new biography of Roger Federer. Coach, what's up, my man?
Charlotte wins how many games?
This year?
Yep.
37.
25.
No, they're going to get better as the year goes on. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has bringing so much to the table for them. I love that team. I love what they're building at its very core. I'd say one quick Jordan story that I find fascinating. He is famously as the person who said that he said Republicans buy sneakers too.
Yes, sir. Yes.
As an argument for why he wasn't going to endorse Harvey Gantt when he ran against Jesse Helms in 1990.
Yep.
Met Helms the next year. Went up to Jesse Helms and said, "Nice to meet you, sir." Jesse Helms said, "Nice to meet you too, George." And he said to his Jesse Helms campaign guy, he said, "Wait a minute. Is he crazy or something? He doesn't know my name is Michael Jordan?" And his campaign manager said, No, we're sorry. He calls all black people George."
Get out of here.
That's a true story. Like the old Pullman porters. You call everybody George.
Kidding.
Yep, that's the truth. And after that, he said he wished he'd been more political in 1990, although it didn't really change his behavior for the next 20 years. But still,
at least
for a moment, he felt the sting.
Thank you.
But, yo, this is Edge of Sports Radio. We got to go to break right now. Michael Jordan, you know we love you. There's always a spot for you on the show. We'll be back.